The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, this is letter number 6491. And Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Elul, in the year Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the beginning of the month of Elul, which is the month of compassion. Chodesh Harachamim, in which you write the opinion of the doctors as it pertains to you and to your wife. So the doctor, he writes the Rebbe the doctor's opinion as relates to him and to his wife, Tichya, that everything is in order. In other words, they check them out and they don't seem to have any evidence problem, and yet they have not been blessed with children. As of now, they have not been blessed with children. But, so nothing wrong with them, the doctor says, and yet they don't have any children. And therefore, he writes in his letter that he was advised by the great professor, Zundik. He should take something, etc., that doesn't say what. So, asking the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, since we find ourselves now in the days of great compassion, as explained in Likutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe, that also in the month of Elul, there is the ray of the 13 attributes of mercy. Not only do they shine on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, but actually they also are shining during the month of Elul. And in addition, it says that the Melech Malcham Loch Makodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel Kolechad B'Sefer Ponim Yofes, that Hashem, the King of Kings, accepts everyone with a smiling countenance, very friendly, and everybody gets a warm greeting. Umar Ponim Sheikh HaKos Lekulam, he shows a smiling face to everybody. So that's Elul. And how much more so the month of Tishrei, which is also called Chodesh HaShivii, the seventh month. But the word Shivii means also, as brought down, it's Muzba B'chol Toif. It's satisfied with lots of good stuff. You got all the holidays, all good things. And therefore, the Rebbe says, it's upon you and on your wife, Tichya, may she live, to strengthen in your trust in the blessed Hashem, to pray from the depth of your heart during these days and these weeks, to have the heart's desire fulfilled for the good. And then the Rebbe says, only if after, God forbid, these weeks pass by, means Elul and Tishrei pass by, then you should reflect again on the advice of the above. But the Rebbe makes a caution. Our Rebbes, our leaders told us, Tracht gut vet sein gut. Think positive, think good, it will be positive, it will be good. And the Rebbe adds, that in addition to being trusting and praying and everything, but in addition to that, it's understood that all additions in matters of Torah mitzvahs, brings to additional blessing of Hashem in whatever you need, what the person and his family needs. And the Rebbe says, doesn't matter how good the situation is, you may be doing already a lot of Torah mitzvahs, so you're already on a very good level, but there is always room to add more. And the Rebbe says, and as it pertains especially, and in your case, you should set up a time to learn every day the inner part of Torah, which is called the Tree of Life, And there is no obstacle, there's no obscurity, no blocks over there. As explained in the Holy Letter of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 26, where in the Talmud, in the Nigla, there is always question of blocks and challenges until you figure out, but in the inner part of Torah, it's all direct. The Rebbe suggests him to learn the inner part of Torah, as explained in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 26, that the inner part of Torah has no blocks. And the Rebbe is basically praying for him. There should be nothing preventing, stopping him from getting Hashem's blessings to have children. And every morning, the Rebbe says, before the morning prayers and before Mincha, for sure, we're talking about the weekdays, self-understood, separate several coins for tzedakah. And also your wife may should do so till the end of the month of Tishrei, which is coming upon us. And the Rebbe adds in the parentheses, as self-understood, this needs to be without a vow. And after this is a month, which is, as the Rebbe said, it's filled with all good, so this is a good opportune time to get your prayers answered. And the Rebbe ends with a prayer, Yirotzen, that the Ksima v'chasima toiva, the writing and being sealed for the good for the coming year. So first and foremost should be drawn down actually to fulfill your heart's desire for the good with blessing for a good news and v'ksima v'chasima toiva. And the Rebbe puts in a note again, this is so important. I want to duplicate that this tzedakah separation and the setting time for learning Hasidus all needs to be b'li neder, without a vow. You don't want to make a vow for that. So do all these additions, give more tzedakah in the times the Rebbe specified, him and his wife, take on an extra learning of Hasidus, Brivsa Torah. And Rebbe says that Ksivach Sema Toiva should be expressed in fulfillment of your heart's desires, you know, to be blessed with children.